Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues. From dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out, Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
So recently, I read an article on whether or not we still need managers in the workplace. And to my surprise, the majority of the workers said, no, we don't need managers. So I guess I want you guys to talk about managers today and talk about whether or not we need them. Do we need them? Do we not need them? I think I know what your answer will be, but I want to hear.
So, you know, what I realized as you're saying this, Courtney, is gosh, in your new role, we probably don't need managers. So we're going
I love it. Courtney gets promoted to manager, and then she asks this question. What does that suggest?
I don't want to talk about this today. Next topic.
Next. I'm sorry. I couldn't even hold back my smirk when you were asking that question, and it hit me. All right. So, you know, I think what we have to do, in my mind, the first thing we have to do is say, what's a manager versus what's a leader?
Oh, gosh, Scott, how many times have we actually gone into organizations and started to talk about the role of a leader? And yes, these people have the title manager, and we ask them, what is your responsibility? And when they tell us what their responsibility is, well, heck, nobody wants that person in their life. And if that's what an employee is seeing as, you know, a manager, this misconception of what this job or this role is, nobody wants that, right? Yeah. Nobody needs a babysitter, someone to check up on them.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people think about a manager is all about cracking the whip. What I remember, and I still kind of always have thought about this definition, I think it's in Good to Great, that talks about a leader's role is making sure the ladder is on the right wall. A manager's role is to support people to get up the ladder. And I've always kind of thought about that to say, okay, you know, do we need someone with the title manager? To me, all of that is splitting hairs.
Yeah.
Do we need leaders? Yes. I also believe we manage processes and we lead people. So I need to manage a process and make sure things flow smoothly and get done correctly and all. We all have a piece of that, whether you're a people leader or an individual. I mean, that is a part of our responsibilities. And then it's, well, do I need layers upon layers upon layers? One of the biggest mistakes organizations do when they say, oh, we want to flatten the organization. I actually think that's a cool idea if your span of control is correct.
Correct.
And what happens a lot of times is we flatten the organization, and then we have some clients that we have people that have 41 direct reports, which is any kind of relationship or anything. I mean, and then you're like, well, why do people think they're numbers? Because they are.
Yeah, if you have 41 direct reports, heck, just remembering their names is difficult enough.
And so I think there's some scenarios or some industries that maybe a higher ratio is okay. So I think, okay, 8 to 10 is a pretty good sweet spot. Now, I grew up in manufacturing. Okay, if it's really they're on the line, maybe call center. Okay, you could up that a bit.
12, 14.
Okay.
But that's about it.
20, 30?
No.
I don't. How do you develop them? How do you prepare them for the future? How do you do any of that? I don't know how you can. And I don't know that we need managers in the traditional sense.
Well, Scott, you just said something. You said, if you have 20, how do we grow them? How do we develop them? Let's really talk about like what is. And I'm just going to use the word manager, okay, the person who you report to, what is their job? And I really think this is where we miss the mark and why managers get such a bad rap. I think there are people in these roles who think their job is to crack the whip. They think their job is to catch people doing things wrong. They think their job is to babysit. And the way they interact and the way they talk with their followers, their staff, is in a way that says, I am superior to you, and you are not as smart as capable as I am, so I am going to tell you what to do. That is so insulting, because all of us at work, we're adults, we're smart, we're bright, we have brains, we actually can solve problems, we can move things forward, we can make good, wise decisions. But if you think as a manager, your job is to make all the decisions, if you think as a manager, you think you know better than your team, oh my gosh, you have the wrong mindset for what a manager is. Because truly, someone in that role is there to enable the people that work for them, right? Is to enable those folks to actually do the work well, to make decisions and be independent of that particular leader, right? And to grow that person for the next opportunity, the next thing that the organization needs, whatever that is, give them the space to become more. And you don't do that with controlling them. You do that through a process of asking really great questions that help them continue to expand their thinking. You do that by giving them tasks that, hey, they might not have done before, and helping them figure out how they could do it better, not by telling them, not by forcing them to follow your process, but simply be them with them on the journey as they're trying to figure stuff out. You're a guide. You're a Sherpa. You're a person that literally is simply being the secret sauce that helps that person become more. And if you don't understand what the job is, right, and you try that other role, well, nobody wants that. Nobody got time for that, Scott.
Yeah, nobody got time for that. And I think there's, in the end, what becomes incredibly important is to remember what a leader's role is. And a leader's role, I mean, if you think about what does a leader create, what is their work product? Their number one work product is people, people who can do whatever their role needs to do. So if I'm the sales director, my number one product are sales reps who can close business.
If I'm a production manager, it's people on the line who can get that production through
in safely
a timely and quality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And absolutely. So I think that is absolutely number one. And then it's producing more leaders. The most humbling thing I can say I've ever heard in my career is leaders make leaders who make more leaders. And I think back about people I've coached and mentored and developed. I don't know. I've created leaders. I've created leaders who can create other leaders. If I'm honest, I don't know that I could identify right now in my mind a single person who actually does create new leaders. And what I think now, I think there's a couple that are close. I think there's a couple that are working on it. So, gosh, if they're listening to this, they're like, oh, my God, I'm not. It was humbling for me to hear that I've given that ability to people, but I haven't found the lever to make them like passionate to want to do that.
Yeah. Scott, I think honestly, what you just said is really important, right? A leader's job. Let's just distill it down to those two things, right? Have people who can fill in the blank, whatever your organization is responsible for creating, right? My job as a leader is to have people who can. And if they can't, I have to figure out how to do that. And it's not with cracking the whip. It's not with controlling. It's with helping them figure out how to become more of what they're capable of. And then that second piece, a leader who creates leaders, who creates leaders, who creates leaders. In the end,
as each individual becomes a leader and moves forward, they add more and more and more value to the organization. And by the way, require less and less and less and less oversight. That's really what the person that you are reporting to should be doing in your life. And if you are the leader sitting down and saying, what percentage of my time am I doing the work, not of growing people, but the work of my organization? And what percentage of the time am I actually growing people to become leaders and to become people who can? And if that number is out of whack, and it almost always is in most organizations, you're not growing people who become leaders, who are growing leaders, who are growing leaders, who are growing leaders. And that means you're focusing on the wrong thing.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box. And be sure to check out our upcoming episodes, always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.